This is Professor Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, Barrister at Law, and our subject is Marxism and Human Rights. Marxism and Human Rights. Now you say, there aren't a lot of Marxists left. This is analogous to dealing with dinosaurs. They may be of interest historically, but they don't have a lot of relevance at the moment. Well, true enough, outside of China and Cuba, you don't have a lot of Marxists. Perhaps we ought to add a few Neanderthals in English law faculties, but in general, the impact of Marxism is immensely less than it was even a decade ago. After the disappearance of the Marxist philosophy as the prevailing philosophy in the USSR and the satellite countries, that viewpoint has certainly not had the political impact that it had previously. But the Marxist philosophy of human rights has been one of the most influential legal philosophies of this century, and it continues to impact under other names. Sometimes it's called the socialist philosophy of human rights. Sometimes it reappears in the views of people like Antonio Gramsci, the famous Italian Marxist, who has influenced radical positions that would not themselves use the term Marxism. It's important for us to see how the Marxists attempted to justify human rights, because we can learn something, at least by inversion, as to the way in which we ourselves would want to justify that vital area. The Marxists were convinced that only through a Marxist philosophy could you have true human rights. A.P. Mauchon, who was associate director...